as it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com, right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Wednesday, June 27th, 2018. I am Richie Ferrall. Here are the headlines. Late Dr. Merlin Kelsick said, money isn't everything. God did not put us here to make other people suffer. Yesterday, EU banned 11 Venezuelan officials, including Vice President Delcy Rodriguez, and froze their assets. And Trump hails a Supreme Court ruling in favor of his travel ban as being a tremendous success. The news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. More details to follow.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Welcome back. Here's what's making news. In one of his final interviews, the late Dr. Merlin Kelsick reminded the general public that money isn't everything and that God did not put us here to make other people suffer, but rather to help each other. Dr. Kelsick was a guest on In the Spotlight, hosted by Fredina Frampton, and stated that he knows God placed him in Dominica for a purpose. He urged Dominicans to remember this famous quote, "Do unto others as you would like them to do unto you." These words have forever echoed into who he was as a man and the legacy he left behind as advocate for positivity.
And then God brought me here for a purpose. And I know that that's true, because he saved my life here. The issue is that we need help in Dominica. Money cannot buy you everything in life. And God did not put us here to make other people suffer. God put us here to help each other. He says, be good unto others. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And for that reason, I believe that my calling is to come to Dominica and give as much as I can while I'm alive, the best that I can, whether it's in the form of advice or whether it's in the form of deeds. They may not take my advice lightly. They may resist it, but I know it's the right thing for the country. And I hope somebody in authority is listening to do the right things for Dominica. And I'll give as much of myself as possible to help as many as I can while I'm alive.
Dr. Merlin Kelsick, or the late Dr. Merlin Kelsick, may his soul rest in peace. Since the passage of Hurricane Maria in September 2017, the morale and structure of the Dominica Police Force has broken down significantly. That's according to businessman and executive member of the Dominica Freedom Party, Michael Astefan. The current involvement of political heads, he says, in the operation of the Dominica Police Force warrants immediate intervention.
I've had some complaints of a gentleman who was transferred from one area to the next, only to find out that they transferred somebody there just to promote him, okay? And he had worked in that community for several years. So I think that our police service, which is our security force, is a serious matter. It's a serious indictment. And where you have politics interfering with it, it creates massive problems and disruptions in the kind of security service we need in Dominica at this time. You know, the breakdown after Maria, and this does not lend itself to a police force that is working to ensure that it is protecting the welfare of the officers so that they will deliver when in time of crisis or disaster.
Dominica Freedom Party Executive Member Michael Astafan, this is Q95 News. Attorney General Levi Peter has given the people of Dominica up till July 15, 2018 to submit suggestions to amend the anti-terrorism bill. The bill was read a first time in Parliament on Monday, 25 June, but the second and third readings were adjourned. The Attorney General says all recommendations will be considered as he awaits the responses of the general public.
I need to make the point and make it here now that those who wish to make recommendations and comments, the bill has been given its first reading only today. The government has listened. People say it one time. Those who have comments and recommendations are urged to forward those written recommendations and comments to the Honorable Attorney General by no later than the 15th of July. If and when such comments and recommendations are received, they will be considered appropriately, and if appropriate, they will be taken on board. But that is the date, Madam Speaker, and I say it here, and I say it now, that it go out far and wide. Institutions, members of this House, schoolmasters, children, members of the priest, pastor, union leader, like one union leader who wrote to the Attorney General claiming that the anti-terrorism bill was impinging or would impinge on individual freedoms and constitutional rights, without pointing to one provision that would do so, I await all the recommendations and they will be considered.
These are the statements of Attorney General Levi Peter. Wesley MP Ezekiel Bazil is urging the Dominica Labour Party-led government and some of their supporters to refrain from engaging in politically motivated distribution of relief items and housing material due to the harsh reality of destruction and discomfort caused by the passing of Hurricane Maria last September. Bazil was speaking at the fourth meeting of the third session of the ninth Parliament under the Commonwealth of Dominica Constitution on Monday, 25th June, 2018.
Madam Speaker, equitable allocation on this distribution of the funds, Madam Speaker, is extremely important. As a matter of fact, Madam Speaker, I want to quote from the International Development Association IDA, and I quote, Madam Speaker, the association shares the World Bank mission of reducing poverty and aim to provide affordable development financing to countries whose credit risk is so prohibitive, Madam Speaker, that they cannot afford to borrow commercially from the World Bank. The IDA stated aim is to assist poorest nations in growing more quickly, equitable, and sustainable, Madam Speaker, in order to reduce poverty. End of quote. And Madam Speaker, that is what the IDA stands for. And this is what, Madam Speaker, they move into facilitating Dominica. The association anticipates, Madam Speaker, equitable distribution of the resources in order to reduce poverty.
Bazil says his constituency has not been assisted equitably since the passage of the hurricane and has given his support to government's plan to allocate US $40 million for housing projects across Dominica.
In the Wesley constituency, Madam Speaker, we have housing need as urgent as any other part of Dominica. There are areas which have received, Madam Speaker, $2.5 million after Maria, just for housing, Madam Speaker. Areas, Madam Speaker, where the housing need, not that it was not great, but was less, Madam Speaker, apparent than that of in the Wesley constituency. However, Madam Speaker, the Wesley Council only received 600,000 and the Woodford Hill Council received 600,000, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, why is the people of Wesley and Woodford Hill and the beneficiary to these monies are happy about it? But we are aware, Madam Speaker, that is just insufficient, Madam Speaker. Completely insufficient. That's why, Madam Speaker, I am supporting as well these additional funds. But you know, Madam Speaker, you know what is terrible about this? This money, Madam Speaker, which was sent to the Wesley, for example, Council and the Woodford Hill Council, was handed to the Council by an ordinary citizen, Madam Speaker.
Additionally, the Wesley MP referenced a situation involving unfair distribution of EC $25,000 to a non-resident of the Wesley constituency who does not have property in Wesley and who did not experience any damage in housing.
You know what is sad and worse about it? When you look through the list, Madam Speaker, $25,000 was allocated to a person who is not even living in the constituency and do not even have a house in the constituency, Madam Speaker. And the Speaker, that's not right. Whilst people in the constituency, Madam Speaker, are still out of their homes. And that's why I'm saying, Madam Speaker, I was speaking to equal and fair distribution of the funds. Because, Madam Speaker, the government should be interested in a situation like that. Because I'm not going to accuse every single person sitting on the other side of doing that. The government, Madam Speaker, and the other members that is sitting on the other side should call up the Wesley Council and ask, who is the person that received $25,000 without living, not having a house, or was proposed to receive a house in the village of Wesley and in the constituency? It is a matter of concern, Madam Speaker. Whilst, Madam Speaker, we have an amputee, Madam Speaker, in the village, whose house is still living on the tarpaulin, Madam Speaker. A 92-year-old, Madam Speaker, who has to skip boards in a floor, Madam Speaker, because the house is in poor state. And I'm saying, Madam Speaker, this is not right. I am calling on the government, and I'm calling on the public servants who are facilitating this type of activity, that they should stop it, Madam Speaker. They should stop it, because this country is ours, and it is ours to build, Madam Speaker. It is ours to build.
Wesley MP Ezekiel Bazil. In more news, former Director of Audit in Dominica, Clarence Christian, has sought to explain the financial error made in Parliament on Monday on housing projects by Agriculture and now Deputy Prime Minister Reginald Ostrey. Speaking in Parliament on 25th June 2018, after being alerted by Parliamentary Opposition Leader Lennox Linton, Ostrey acknowledged his error and commended the opposition leader.
Madam Speaker, I want to begin by saying, Madam Speaker, that there was in fact an error in the calculations in the resolution. In fact, Madam Speaker, 27 SDRs is equivalent to $40 million, and $40 million does translate to $108 million. And Madam Speaker, it appears to me that the leader of the opposition, he took some time to read the entire document, Madam Speaker.
Meantime, while speaking to Q95 FM on 26 June 2018, Clarence Christian sought to give his own explanation regarding the error made by Reginald Ostrey in Parliament.
You're dealing with exchange rate, and you're dealing with the prevalent exchange rate at the time. In finance, especially government finance, when you're dealing with an exchange rate with a matter, for example, assuming in January the government signed an agreement to get 20 million euros from the government of France, at that time the euro is $4 per euro. That loan would be signed as 80 million EC dollars. By the time you go into Parliament with it and you put in the resolution together, the euro has dropped to
significantly
to $3.50 per euro, because you write in the euro, you have to put it at the prevalent exchange rate at the time. That loan, which you initially told the public was 80 million, would now become 70 million. By the time that money comes and you record it in the books, the euro is now $3 per euro. So when you record it in the books, it now becomes $60 million because of the exchange rate. So what could have happened? In this case, I tell you about one currency, two currencies, US, euro, and EC. In this case, you have three different units. You have SDRs, you have US dollars, and you have EC dollars. So it may very well likely, when the persons who did it, when the signing took place, the SDR was high with the US dollars. So when they put it on the SDR, CSDRMS repo software, now because you go into Parliament with a different exchange rate.
All right, you've just heard a former Director of Audit in Dominica, Clarence Christian, speaking to Q95's talk show host Matthias Spelte Jr. on 26 June 2018. 2018. In more news, the European Union Council yesterday imposed sanctions on 11 Venezuelan officials, including Vice President Delcy Rodriguez, banning them from traveling to the EU and freezing their assets. The decision comes on the heels of last month's elections, which the opposition boycotted and which resulted in Nicolas Maduro being elected to a second six-year term in office. The EU says the elections were neither free nor fair and their outcome lacked any credibility, as the electoral process did not ensure the necessary guarantees for them to be inclusive and democratic. In a statement announcing the decision, the EU said the 11 sanctioned officials are responsible for human rights violations and for undermining democracy and the rule of law in Venezuela. You're listening to Q95 News. U.S. President Donald Trump has hailed a Supreme Court ruling upholding his travel ban, which covers people from several Muslim-majority countries. Lower courts had deemed the ban unconstitutional, but the United States top court reversed the decision in a 5-4 conservative majority ruling. At a White House meeting to discuss Mr. Trump's proposed border wall, he lauded the decision as a tremendous success. The court's reversal is viewed as a victory for the Trump administration. The ban prohibits most people from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen from entering the United States. And here is the weather outlook for Dominica and the Lesser Antilles, valid from 6 a.m. Wednesday, June 27th, 2018. Weak, unstable conditions will linger across the area during the next 24 hours. By Thursday, a weak tropical wave is projected to move across the Lesser Antilles and is expected to affect mainly the southern portion of the island chain. Occasional cloudiness and a few scattered showers can be expected during the period. It will also be hazy. Moderate seas are expected during the next 24 hours with waves peaking near 7 feet. That's the morning news. First, a recap of our headlines. Late Dr. Merlin Kelsick said, "Money is not everything. God did not put us here to make other people suffer." Yesterday, EU banned 11 Venezuelan officials, including Vice President Delcy Rodriguez, and froze their assets. And Trump hails a Supreme Court ruling in favor of his travel ban as being a tremendous success. The news was brought to you, compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. If you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website. That is Q95DA.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest development, you can always send us your eye reports via text or WhatsApp message. Those numbers are 616-2130 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I am Richie Ferrell.